A mouldy old student was totally obsessed with eating precious metals as a test. People thought it bizarre. He had gold-plated guitar. Now he coughs with a treasure chest. And a lucky moment for us all. Colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. This week, yes, we debate lucky lucking, finding treasure. A man who unearthed £145,000 worth of Anglo-Saxon pedant has found more treasure dating back 800 years. Wow. Yes, his name is true. It is Lucking. Tom Lucking's latest findings saw him dig up a brooch dating back between 1200 and 1300 in Wimbledon in Norfolkshire. Yes, Norfolk, yes, in England. United Kingdom is full of treasure. Some people think it's just one large museum. Well, as far as Mr. Lucking is concerned, he thinks it's a wealth of opportunity to find great treasure. But this isn't the first time. In fact, in 2014, the student found a pendant in Winfarthing in Norfolk, dating circa 630 AD. Is this the luckiest man in Britain or in the world?
Yeah.
Well, with me today is Clergyman Pete. And I would like to ask you, Clergyman Pete, are some people born more lucky than others?
Businessman Mark, I knew you'd be interested in this, being a businessman. It's all about the money, isn't it? I know you lot here.
It's about the money.
No, this, I just wanted to point out before I take your cue there about what to say. I'm sure you said pedant in the intro and not pendant. I'm not sure who you were talking about there. He found a pedant. And I just thought, you know, someone with OCD buried in the soil for 800 years. Anyway, no, you meant pendant. I know that. But the treasure hunter, this guy who found it,
he found a brooch.
Yes. I tried to broach the subject, but yes, he spent a lot of time mooching around with his metal detector and that class of thing. So he made his own luck, as I believe, I don't know who first said that, but the idea of making your own luck means it's not completely lucky. Or there's chance involved. You know, I'm taking luck to mean chance. You can say, well, it was luck. But if you reduce the number of variables, so, for example, in this case, why did he find this brooch, this pendant? Well, because he was looking for it, and he looked all over the blessed county looking for it.
Yeah.
So he kept on doing it.
He's been digging up the whole of Norfolk.
Yeah, no, it's not like he walked along one day and he saw this pendant poking out the soil. So, yes, he did a lot of work, but it was still lucky to find it. But the chances were reduced, the odds were reduced, because he put in so much work. And so that's why I would say, is he luckier? Well, he's lucky, but he's not luckier than other people. He's more hardworking, maybe, than other people.
Well, possibly. But, I mean, in an interview, he said, I dug a few inches and this thing just popped out, he said. When I first broke it out of the mud, I just saw the back of it, but turned it over and saw the settings. I sat there and just admired it for a bit. It's that satisfaction that comes from finding something that special. Well, special indeed, not just because of its inherent value, but of course, obviously, its monetary value. But I guess that you know, as you're quite right, Mr. Lucking, a remarkable name that it is,
yes,
he now works as a full-time archaeologist. So we know, as you say, you know, he did it with purpose.
Yes.
And he was actually aiming to go out and find things, and he did, and I know he's done it on more than one occasion. I'm going to gamble and say that he might do it again in the future.
Yes.
So follow him closely.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But what about other people? Why is it that some people say, well, I do the National Lotto every week, and yet others win and they don't?
Yeah.
So, you know, there again, they're doing it with intent, and yet they don't find their prized possession.
Well, I think that the issue is with this idea of luck. This is the issue that I have. That I don't believe in luck. If you're talking about sort of a mystical quality that some people have. So someone can be brave, hardworking, attractive, funny, and lucky. Yes. I don't think lucky belongs in all that. Certainly not when describing you. Maybe most of them don't. But, you know, describing a person, yes. If you were to list characteristics, I don't think one of them can be lucky. It's not a, you can be lucky in that something which the odds were against happening or it was unlikely that it would happen happens. Yes, you're lucky, but lucky isn't a characteristic of you. It's a characteristic of the situation, of what happened. Mm. So that's where I disagree. You see, this idea of luck, I think, comes from springs out of a certain type of religion, which you in Britain would be some of the folk religions to do with lucky charms. So something can give you luck, but immediately then it's not luck as in chance. In fact, you may say it's not chance. It's some god or spirit or just this lucky quality that's giving it to you. So immediately it's not really luck anymore. I mean, there's that joke, isn't there, by Stephen Wright, the American chap, Stephen Wright, not there's a well-known British presenter with the same name, but Stephen Wright, he said this. He said, I busted a mirror and got 7 years bad luck, but my lawyer thinks he can get me 5. So there's an idea that, you know, there's an actual quality. The mirror actually gives you this quality of luck, which is then yours for a bit. I just don't see it. I can't see how that can be the case. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know whether you've had any experience of it.
Well, I've got two schools of thought on this because, yes. I mean, let's take one point. I've got to come back to the luck element where I think there is a lot of luck in life. And the other one where it's actually really by design. So in business, some people say you've got to be lucky in business. Well, actually, some people might think that that's true. But generally, it's done by design. So I often think that it's around innovation. Now, the point here being is, if you create something that's new, the likelihood is if you get it right and you do it by design, you will actually succeed. So some people have said, well, Mark Zuckerberg is extremely lucky, isn't he? I mean, there he is. He's got a lot of money. He's built this big social media empire. Well, I have a slight difference of opinion that he's not lucky. You know, he came upon an idea. He wasn't the first person to actually create a social media website. And what he did is that he created something that he knew could grow, which it did, and it blossomed very quickly. So in my opinion, he wasn't so much lucky. He's just actually there for the right time, the right moment, with the right product. And now, of course, obviously, it's a case of, is he going to be lucky to continue?
Yes, yes. And there were a few people. Yes, you're right there. But there were a few people who had similar sort of ideas.
This is where I think, though, that people have this misconception of what luck is. Some people say, well, look, you know, somebody who might be trading on the stock exchange, they're lucky because their shares rose at the time, at the moment when they sold them. You could argue that that's an element of luck, but usually it's by design. Where I think luck comes involved is something where it comes upon you without any intervention. Now, there's a program in the United Kingdom called the Antiques Roadshow. Now, this is something where people present their antiques that have been given to them, passed down by generations, and then they just simply fall into somebody's hands. And typically what happens is that the unsuspecting member of the community comes along, presents their, vase or brooch or something like that, some artifact, and then the antiques expert evaluates them and then gives them an estimate of how much it's worth. Most of it typically tends to be not much, but occasionally it just sort of uncovers and they've actually got a treasure and it's actually worth a lot of money. Could end up being tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of pounds. Now, that's where I would say luck comes in, and it's just literally landed in your lap. You haven't done anything. Somebody's given you the item.
Yeah. Now, let me just take this a bit further in a different direction. So I talked about the Western British idea of luck really being based around certain folk religions. But out in the East, in the Far East, they have the idea of feng shui. So you have to have things designed in a certain way in order to bring luck. And the actual positioning of the tower blocks in Hong Kong and in Shanghai are positioned and designed according to this belief system, this that the way you have things arranged can bring good luck. And major businesses will have these big sort of statues of lions outside because they think it'll bring good luck. They will send each yes. other good luck messages. Now, if you, well, we do to a certain extent, we say good luck, but they have a, more of a system about it that they believe that there is such a thing as luck. Obviously, they don't use the English word, but that's essentially what they're saying. And yes. it's a quite an alien way of thinking to people from a Christian background, who think, well, no, God is in charge. God has a plan. And so there isn't any such thing as luck. You see how the contrast is. Now, I disagree with that. I think that things happen by chance, so there is such a thing as luck. But if God decides to do something, then it'll happen. Whereas, I guess the most common Christian view is that nothing happens by chance, that it's all planned. Everything that happens is planned. So what we're seeing is that luck is outside of the usual Christian worldview. It's outside of it. So it's almost as if saying good luck to a Christian is a bit insulting.
Well, possibly. But it is true, though, that other types of symbols are actually deemed to be lucky. So, for example, the number 8 is deemed to be extremely lucky in Asia. And people often believe that, in fact, people will go to such great lengths to buy, say, for example, a car number plate that's got a figure 8 in it. Mm-hmm. Or if they might have a tattoo of the figure 8 on them, that they are in theory with this infinity, because effectively 8 is like an infinity if you scroll round and round. And that perpetual life cycle will bring you great fortune. But similarly, again, some people believe that something like a rabbit's foot, I mean, in certainly Western communities, people think that if you can brush with a rabbit's foot, you're lucky. It's not lucky for the rabbit, of course, but but some people have some strange rituals. So I think what it is it that it's actually more of a sense of hope, in the sense that luck will come their way, and that's why we create these symbols?
Well, it may be. I mean, certainly you could take them that way. I think that they're actually harmful if you start to rely on them. And I know that people tend to get a bit of OCD about it, particularly people in sports where they're trying to concentrate. They say they've done something in a certain way to start with. They think it's bad luck if they don't do it. So I suppose that's sort of a negative motivation. It's bad luck if you don't do it. So you have to toss the ball a certain number of times, etc., before you serve. But that's the negative thing of it. So I can think of quite a few of those, like don't go under a ladder. Well, I think you might get paint dropped on you. I think that's the only thing that's going to happen.
Yes.
I mentioned the cracking the mirror thing earlier. So it seems to come from a few different directions, but this idea of it being a character, part of your character, a quality, certainly is there. There was that recent film, Deadpool 2, you know, the superhero who breaks the fourth wall, as they say, who speaks to the audience. There's a character in that film called Domino, whose superpower was being lucky. Which is an interesting just. So no other superpower, but she was just very lucky. Now, if you think about it, if you were lucky, you're in a fight, someone tries to hit you, and you just happen to not be in the way, right? You know, so you can see how that would work. And certain people seem lucky, but is it actually a quality of them or not? Well, when you do an analysis of, say, stock market, let's bring you back to sort of a business area, wouldn't you say that when you actually look at people who do these investments, who are supposedly great, you know, they're supposed to be really good at predicting it, actually, they've just been lucky, and people don't understand how random chance works. For example, if you flip a coin a million times, you could have thousands of heads in a row.
Oh, it's possible.
Yeah,
yes.
And because people don't understand what it means to be actually random, not to be mixed, a random means you can have apparent order. And so people who have been in investments get this idea that, oh, they know what they're doing, and they've just been lucky because because you haven't got enough. They haven't done it enough times for you to show, like, say, in that million times of tossing a coin, the few thousand where it was heads, just it all evens out. It is actually 50-50 chance with perhaps one on its edge. But, you know, the in the stock market, it's the really people aren't any better than a computer predicting it, really.
I don't wish to uphold. I know that we have lampooned our friends in the financial and banking industry in the past.
Yes, yes.
But I would say
they're all a bunch of bankers. Yeah,
the one thing I will say in their defense is that really data scientists and market experts do know what they're doing. They know the in-depths the nuances of companies,
yes,
and the transactions, the dynamics of markets, to the point where day by day, even hour by hour, even by minute, they can actually really make a more educated decision. On purchases and
yeah, well, that's really what I'm saying. That is, if you do a statistical analysis, that
there isn't as much luck as people think.
That's what I'm saying. I think that will make the prediction. There's no point. I have a friend who's worked as a bank manager, and he tells me that he always went by. I won't give his name or the bank, so as not to get any blowback on it. But he says that he always, when assessing whether someone should have a loan, just looked at the figures. You know, he didn't say, oh, I like this one. Yeah, he's going to be honest. And so he always did better than other people who said, well, it's a relationship. I've got to get to know the person. Nope, just look at the figures. And he always did better because you're not going to get lucky by doing that. You see, because there's no such thing as getting lucky as a quality. Lucky is something else. It's just chance.
Yes. I was going to ask another thing, which is something that often people say, which is, oh, you're lucky to be a clergyman.
Yes.
Now, it's a different type of luck.
Actually, people don't say that to me ever, but I can't think why.
I wonder why. But you know the phrase where people actually believe that actually you're lucky to be in the position that you are.
Yes.
And I think that that's an overused phrase, isn't it? Because let's come back to Tom Lucking, the archaeologist, was actually not really that lucky because he knew what he was doing. He was, as a trained archaeologist, he was pretty much with research and science behind it, knew exactly what he was looking for. Now, but when you come to meet people who say, well, you're very lucky to be a certain a teacher or a clergyman, etc., it's interesting how people often sort of think that you're lucky to get to where you are, when actually they've not really worked out that you spent years training to get to that position.
Yes.
And it's strange as a glaze.
Now, the luck might come in. Say, for example, you know, I had to go through a very specific process to be able to be a clergyman in the Church of England. There's a certain selection process, which all the dioceses do in the Church of England. And although it's the bishop's decision whether or not you're going to be trained and become a member of the clergy, that you go through this assessment procedure where it's pretty intense. You go away for 2.5 days and you're observed but almost everything else you do, or go to the toilet, but as you eat, as you drink, and then you're in various interviews where you've been observed all the time, interacting with other candidates as well as with assessors. And so people say, well, and I got through that. People say, well, you're very lucky to get through. Now, I was lucky in that it would seem unlikely because I come from an evangelical background. My theology is pretty standard in the Christian world, but it might be seen as it would be seen as extreme in the Anglican world. And so how did I get through? Well, I was lucky. The only bit of luck was there were certain, because I wasn't going to lie, there were certain questions they didn't ask me, which might have stopped me getting through. So there's a very small amount of luck. But there was luck involved. So other people didn't get through and were turned down for being too hard line. And really, if we compare my theology with theirs, I'm more hard line than they are. So yes, there is an element of luck. But I'd done my research, I knew the sort of questions they ask, I practiced what I would say, and so I was in a position to get through. And it's the same with other jobs, it may be that people don't want to go into the clergy, but with other jobs you've got to get prepared. But I think that you and I would say now, I mean, I've changed my view on this, I didn't know much about it, I would say really... if you have any sort of intelligence and imagination, it'd be great to be an entrepreneur.
Well, indeed.
Entrepreneurs, as has been pointing out, are people who will work for nothing. So they don't. In other words, they're not selling their time for money. What they're doing is they're creating wealth by their ingenuity and their work. But the work isn't to get a certain amount of pay. The work is to get the idea to be effective. And so then having put all that time in for nothing, they get lucky. But the luck is a little bit of chance at the end of the line once they put in all that ingenuity, imagination and hard work. And so I do agree with these many different sayings to the effect of you make your own luck, or luck comes out after a lifetime of hard work, or various different ways of putting it. I think that there is luck involved, that you're not more lucky or less lucky than anyone else. But if you put in enough time and effort and imagination, there's less chance for you to be unlucky, if I could put it like that.
Well, listeners, now, as you know, Tom Lucking was considered by many to be lucky, but the one thing that we all need to remember is that his finding was actually has been declared as treasure, national treasure, meaning that anyone who finds gold or silver artifacts thought to be worth a lot of money and certainly more than 300 years old is required by law to report them to the authorities. So don't go digging up the local farmer's field thinking that's your local cash point, because unfortunately that's not the case. But you never know, you might just have a very wealthy painting sitting in your attic from your great grandparents. And that could just be a happy medium. In fact, to master the art of opportunity is to have a brush with serendipity, and then using all your creativity, go and paint a world of positivity. Yes, put your luck to good use. So why not put your good luck to good use and log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts. Have you been lucky? Maybe you're designing something, as Clergyman Pete said, to put value back into the community. We'd love to hear from you. So join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. Lucky for some.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.